2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Dota into DFS pros.
Alright guys, welcome to the DFS Army MMA VIP Kill Shot Podcast for UFC 231. Main event is Max Holloway taking on Brian Ortega. Everybody weighed in successfully except for the backup fighter, but we don't have to worry about that. As far as we know, all the fights are on and we are good to go. So obviously going to break down this card top to bottom from a DraftKings perspective. I am the Daily Fantasy Sniper. With me, as almost always, missed you last week, but on these MMA podcasts, is Big Marley. Kyle, I know you're a little under the weather, but aside from that, you're doing all right. You're looking forward to this card.
Yeah, man, definitely looking forward to this card. Been sick all week, though, so my voice might not sound the greatest. It might go in and out during the podcast, so sorry to the listeners, but we're going to spit some fire and get some winners here. And I'm looking forward to talking about it with you.
All right, so even though I just did a podcast, I'll handle most of the fight breakdowns for this one rather than throwing it to you and giving myself a break. I'll give your voice a break, and I read your full breakdown, VIP breakdown. We're pretty much in agreement, so on most fights, little differences here or there that we will get to, some different strategies, but obviously that's always good to have. But I think fight breakdown-wise, I should be able to pick up the slack on this one. By the way, right now everyone is listening to us. This is the free part of the podcast. Usually we do full breakdowns for all cards, pay-per-views. We're going to cover the main card for free. The rest of the card is going to be for DFS Army VIPs. If you are not a DFS Army VIP, you can sign up on the website. Obviously, you can use the code SNIPER for 10% off. You can also use Big Marley's code, which is SLEEVELESS. Both get you 10% off. We have the Optimizer is up, which is the nomination station. The Research Station has got stats, props, all the good stuff in there. And then you have us in Slack chat to ask any questions as things come up. Your building lineups are there for you, of course. And then all the other sports, NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB when it comes back around. Got you all covered there. So I think without further ado, we can dig into some fights. So we are going to start with the first fight on the main card. Oh, but one other thing I did want to say before we get to that. I'm going to leave something for the DFS Army VIPs. Usually we break down each fight, cash and GPPs. I think we want to leave the stacking conversation because there are 2 5-round fights. We're going to leave that for after the break for VIPs. We're not going to ignore those fights. We're going to have a bigger conversation about stacking cash games on the VIP side. So more of an incentive to become a DFS Army VIP, but let's get into the free breakdowns. Thiago Santos, 8,800, taking on Jimmy Manoa at 7,400. The odds on this fight, of course I should have had it open. We started in a whole new place. It screwed me up. Santos, -175. Manoa, +165. It is an under 1.5 rounds, is -167. Fight does not go to decision, -550. So Vegas heavily expecting a finish here. We have Santos wins inside the distance at -130. Manoa at +210. I'm pretty much on board with these odds. The prices on DraftKings are, you anticipate the line being a little bit wider. But it's basically, you know, a kickboxer, Muay Thai type of fighter, and Santos has that thunderous left leg kick against a boxer in Manoa. Both guys have power. Manoa has lost in his 2 straight fights, the Vulcan fight and then the decision to Jan Blachowicz. Santos coming off of two straight wins. Looked good against Kevin Holland, who was making his UFC debut, and then beat Eric Anders on short notice. That was a fun fight. Ultimately, I think those guys who can grind on Santos will give him some problems, but I don't think Manoa's that guy. They're going to stand and trade. Manoa's got big power, though. He's put plenty of guys' lights out. I think this is a great GPP fight. Ultimately, I like the younger guy in Santos and that he has more weapons. If anybody's going to grapple, it'll be Santos, though I think that is highly unlikely. So I'm picking Santos to win. I think he does get a finish. I wouldn't play either one of these guys in cash. And in GPPs, I'm pretty much near all in this fight. I'm going to lean Santos. And in most of my lineups that I don't have Santos, I'll probably have Manoa. I think I'm around between 60 to 70% Santos. I like him a lot to get a finish here. I would not be surprised if he knocks out Manoa with that body kick. It's one of the best strikes in MMA, in my opinion. So give me Santos, and that's how I'm approaching it for DraftKings. Kyle, how about for you?
Yeah, I'd agree. Definitely a fight we have to target with that minus 550 fight won't go to decision line. Somebody's going to sleep in this fight. It's not going to be like a super high volume fight, but it only takes one punch from these guys. And maybe they even survive that one punch and they get knocked down more than once and you're adding up more points. But either way, this is a great fight to target because they're 8,800 and 7,400. So they're definitely going to 10x their salary and they almost score 100 or more in all of their wins. So I'm expecting 100 or more from the winner here. That's great points per salary. And I'm thinking if you're making 10 lineups, you probably want this in like 8 of them. Whoever you want to lean, maybe like a 5-3 Santos or 6-2 Santos, something like that. But you definitely want to target both sides. My pick is Santos as well.
All right. Hakeem Dawodu, 8,600, taking on Kyle Bochniak at 7,600. Dawodu, 1-1 in the UFC, got choked out by Danny Henry in his debut, beat Austin Arnett in his last fight. Kyle Bochniak is 2-3 in the UFC. He should be 1-4. He lost the Enrique Barzola fight. So in my mind, his one win was against Brandon Davis. He did show toughness in the Zabit Magomed Sharapov fight. I was at that fight in Brooklyn. Really fun. Magomed Sharapov broke his hand in the first round. Didn't get a finish, but Bochniak showed he was tough, showed he was durable. And people are kind of jumping on him here. I think he's going to want to grind out this fight. He's going to want to, get in tight. He said he's going to want to make Dawodu tired. In his fights, even if he were to win fights, he doesn't score incredibly well. He scored 62 in his win against Davis, 59 in his win against Barzola. His loss is 22, 12, and 41. Even if he wins, I don't know if he's going to pay off his price tag at 7,600, even as a live dog. And ultimately, I'm picking Dawodu to win the fight. I think Dawodu's going to be too fast. He knows when he's getting pushed off against the cage, pushed up against the cage. He circled out well against Arnett. I don't rate Kyle Bochniak that highly. I'm not really interested in this fight. I think it's a stand-up affair. What's interesting to me is that I see love for the underdog in Bochniak. That makes me like Dawodu just a little bit because I think he's going to go really under-owned. But there are, I can't overexpose myself to him because just mentioned Santos. There's other guys throughout this card in his range who I like more. So give me Dawodu for the win. I don't think I'm going to touch this fight pretty much anywhere. I guess you could play one of these guys in cash, but I have a hard time getting there. But it's not, I don't think this fight's going to finish. Dawodu, by the way, is minus 165. Bochniak plus 155. It is minus 195 to go to a decision. So give me Dawodu and probably not. I can't call it the worst DraftKings fight on the card, but I think it's up there. Kyle?
Yeah, I definitely don't think it's the worst on the card, but it's not a great one. I think Bochniak might be somewhat of a popular underdog because of his fight with Zabit, gained him a lot of fans, a lot of respect from people. So I can see some people going there, which makes me want to just fade him to avoid whatever ownership he's at. Cause I like Dawodu to win this fight. I think he's just a better striker, the more talented fighter overall. And I do think this fight plays out on the feet for 15 minutes. I think Dawodu has the better chance of getting a finish. I could possibly see him getting one here, and I think he'll be pretty low owned. So I might have a little bit of exposure to Dawodu. Yeah, overall, it's not a fight I love. If you're making like 150 lineups, I'm definitely going to throw in a couple of both guys, but I'm more of a 20 lineup kind of guy, so not a lot period for me.
That two for two on agreement. Let's get to Gunnar Nelson, 8,400, taking on Alex Cowboy Oliveira at 7,800. Gunny is the favorite, minus 140. Oliveira the dog, plus 130. It is an under 1.5 rounds, plus 102. Fight does not go to decision, minus 350. Gunnar Nelson last time out had his eye almost gouged out by Santiago Ponzinibbio. Alex Oliveira coming off of the beating of Carlos Pietrasali Jr., who's just not on this level. That was always going to be a squash and a weird fight. Carlos Condit win, lost the Anthony Medeiros win over Ryan LaFlair. Both these guys typically score well in their wins, and they get finishes. Gunny's going to want to get this fight to the ground. Oliveira's going to want, you know, while Gunnar Nelson has showed improvement on the feet, Oliveira's the better striker, strong guy. I'm leaning towards Gunnar Nelson. Oliveira has been taken down. He got taken down by Carlos Condit. He got taken down by Will Brooks in their fight, you know, years ago before he got Will Brooks out of there. He's also been submitted. He's been submitted by Donald Cowboy Cerrone years ago. Oh, I think Nelson has enough to get this fight to the ground. I am going to have a lot of shares of both fighters. I think this fight might go a little under-owned, even though it's minus 350 inside the distance, because they are right around the same as their main event, Holloway and Ortega. Everyone's going to want to get them in their lineups, and those are good plays too. I'm just wondering if the ownership's going to come down on this fight that's minus 350 inside the distance versus minus 160 for our main event. Granted, that is five rounds. Both these guys score well, as I mentioned. I think it's going to be Gunnar Nelson is able to get a takedown, and he's got some of the best BJJ in the division. Or on his way in, Oliveira lights him up. I think it could go either way. I'm leaning Gunny for the grappling because I've seen Oliveira on his back before, but the knockout that Ponzinibbio had over Nelson, there were a couple fouls in there that helped that knockout for sure. So give me Gunnar Nelson, but I'm going to have plenty of both sides, not touching it in cash again. If I had 10 lineups, I'm probably at like 6-3, 6-4 split, somewhere in that area for whoever you're more confident in. And for me, that's Gunny. Kyle?
Yeah, I'd agree again. I like targeting this fight altogether. And I do have Gunny winning the fight. I like his minus 110 inside the distance side. And by submission, is plus 135. So Vegas thinks this is probably getting done by submission. And that's what I would love to happen if I'm on Gunny, because if he doesn't get this fight finished, he just does not fight at high enough volume to score highly. So we really do need him to get the finish. Even though he's only 8,400, he might not score 84 points if this goes to a decision. Oliveira does apply more pressure than other opponents of Nelson, so I do think it'll cause Nelson to have to strike more, and it'll be a little bit more high scoring if that's the case, but we really need the submission here if he's going to win us a GPP. And with Oliveira, I mean, he's a wild man. He could end it at any time, really, but I don't think it's that much of an edge on the feet for Oliveira. I think Gunny can hang in there, make this a close fight in the stand-up department, but on the ground, it's different level. So Gunny's the pick. But yeah, it's a great fight to target overall.
All right, let's get to the co-main event. It is Valentina Shevchenko. She is 9,400, taking on Joanna Jędrzejczyk at 6,800, who I'm now just going to call Joanna Violence. The line in this fight, Shevchenko the favorite, minus 315. Joanna is the dog at plus 285. Fight goes to decision, minus 185. For me personally, this line is just off. I know Shevchenko has beaten JJ in Muay Thai years and years ago, multiple times. This is MMA. It's different. Shevchenko's also the larger fighter. But the first things first, though, is JJ, I don't think, has a chin issue. She got knocked out by Rose, yes. But I put a lot of that on the weight cut. That's a brutal, brutal weight cut for her. or she just got caught. She was in a war with Nama Yunus after that, you know, ate plenty of strikes, and was in a fight against Tisha Torres, and didn't get knocked out, won that fight. So I want to dispel the chin issues. Shevchenko is a little bit of a product of some of the hype here. I know she's good. You know, she didn't score well in five rounds against Amanda Nunes. Yeah, she scored great against Kashi Oyara. I can't remember her name. It's something along those lines. That's because Mario Yamasaki wanted to see that girl die. Outside of that, you know, she doesn't score great in her wins. 93 is all right. 69 against Sarah Kaufman. And ultimately, for me, this is going to be JJ pressuring and Shevchenko counter-striking. It's likely to go to decision. Oftentimes in MMA, the judges favor the person who is moving forward. And that's going to be Joanna in this fight. Even if you think Shevchenko is going to win, which I get, I think she should be a small favorite. $9,400 is a huge price tag to look at. It's when we have, you know, people we're going to talk about on the VIP side, you know, like Alexander Rakic and Claudia Gadelha, Chad Lapree. It's hard for me to pay $9,400 for Shevchenko, especially when I think she's going to be popular. I can see you can plug both of them in cash games. JJ's my favorite cash punt on the card at $6,800. Give me the five rounds, and, you know, the most likely worst case scenario is 30 points, 35 points. Yeah, I'll take that gladly. I also think she's live in GPPs because at $6,800, any kind of win over five rounds, even a decision, she's probably going to end up on the optimal lineup. It's hard to go crazy because I do think Shevchenko, we've seen in their past, is a good enough counter striker to win rounds against JJ, assuming that, you know, she does enough damage and the judges know what they're looking at. I just think the line and salaries are too wide. Ultimately, though, I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to pick Joanna Violence by decision just because of the pressure, her moving forward. I do think she's the better DraftKings play regardless. I could be a little salty on Shevchenko because I'm pretty sick of the dancing and the neck rolls and the drills that everybody thinks are the greatest thing ever. Like, she's getting a lot of this weird UFC and media hype that I admittedly don't like. But putting that aside, regardless, I think JJ's the better play. Definitely like her in cash. And Shevchenko's just too expensive for me. Kyle?
Yeah, this is one of the chick fights that I'm really looking forward to.
Great fight.
And JJ's my favorite cash punt of all time, probably. $6,800 at her price. I mean, at her volume is just, it's going to be so easy to pay off even in a loss. So I think Joanna's going to be probably the most popular fighter on the card too, just because that's such a hard price tag to pass up on, and she allows you to get up to so much else. So she's definitely going to be my preferred play. But I'm just super excited for this fight in general. I think whoever wins is going to score highly. And I don't think Shevchenko is going to be too popular because people will look at her game logs, and they'll compare that to the other ones, and they'll be like, well, I could just go down to Santos for $600 cheaper, and I think Santos is going to be much more expensive than, I mean, much more owned than someone like Shevchenko. So I think she's actually a sneaky GPP play, but my preferred play is going to be JJ. I mean, both of these fighters average more than three rounds of fight time. Shevchenko, 16 and a half minutes, and JJ, almost 18 minutes. And JJ lands at almost double the pace of Shevchenko. So she's definitely live here. I think the best path to Shevchenko for her to get a victory is to take it to the ground, though, and work for a submission, or just take it to the ground and keep top control, and that'll help her get a decision. But I do think this goes all five rounds. I think it's going to be a super fun fight, and I think we should target both sides. I'll be heavier on JJ.
All right, main event time. Max Blessed Holloway, 8,300, taking on Brian T. City Ortega at 7,900. You can get Max Holloway for plus money on five dimes. That seems crazy to me. Ortega, the favorite, minus 110. Holloway, plus 100. So you have some odds value here on Ortega, but I don't really understand the line personally. Look, Holloway, 10-fight winning streak we know about, hasn't been taken down in years and years and years, and he's faced guys like Ricardo Lamas, Cub Swanson, Jeremy Stevens, Jose Aldo, never was going to shoot for a takedown, but he's faced other guys on his record who would look for a takedown. You know, his the last loss he had was Conor McGregor, and he took that fight on short notice. Ortega, coming off a knockout win over Frankie Edgar, submission of Cub Swanson. Before that, though, he lost two rounds to Hanato Moicano. You used his pressure style to make Moicano make a mistake and shoot a pressure shot and got a submission. Same thing against Clay Guida. He was losing that fight until he won it in the third round. I can't trust the guy who makes a habit of that. And ultimately, you know, Edgar and Swanson are the type of striker that Moicano was that gave Ortega problems, and that Holloway is. Holloway, good footwork, good movement, should be able to piece up Ortega on the outside and ultimately, you know, win a decision or wear down Ortega late, which is what I think should happen. The X factor, though, is Max's health, and I know people are reading a lot into it. There could be something there. I think it's getting a little overblown. I can't judge his health until how it's affecting him in the cage until I've seen him in the cage. And if you look fine in the scales, I actually think Ortega looked a little worse. The more I think about it, the more I want to go in and edit and up my Holloway exposure. I think 5 rounds, both these guys are fine in cash. By the way, fight goes to a decision is plus 130. So they are expecting, you know, fight doesn't go to decision is minus 160, but it is a 3.5 round. So expecting a late finish seems to be what Vegas is looking at. Yeah, I just think Holloway gets this done on the feet and people are reading too much into it. But Ortega, tricky, finds a way to win. I'll have some exposure to him. Really for the price tag at $7,900. And if he gets this to the ground, there's no doubt he is worlds better than Holloway there. He just has to get it there. But for me, Holloway is the pick and the play. I'll have both sides in GPP. 10 lineups. I'm probably... This is another 5-3, 6-3 split for me, I'm thinking, as of right now. But, yeah, definitely like this fight to target because anytime these two are in the cage, there is action, there are strikes, and more importantly, there are points scored. Kyle?
Yeah, looking forward to this fight. I am going to pick Max as well. And I really like him a lot more on DraftKings because – when he wins, I mean, he scores a lot. He puts up so many strikes. He's scoring over 100 a lot. With Ortega, when he wins, he's only landed one takedown in his entire UFC career. And the first time he's even been over 90 points was his win over Edgar. So he's just not a high ceiling kind of guy because he doesn't have enough output to score at a high ceiling. And he doesn't take people down enough to work his submission game. So, I definitely gotta like Max a lot more on DraftKings for that reason as well. And I just think it's a finish or bust for Ortega. If he doesn't finish this fight, he's not gonna win it. You can't win more than 3 rounds against Holloway if you're not going for takedowns and if you're striking with him, because Holloway's gonna be, even if he's not landing the harder shots, he's gonna be landing more shots. Just like the last fight, he's almost landing double the strikes that Ortega is. So it's going to be Holloway winning every round that this fight doesn't get finished. The thing is, if Ortega grabs onto him one time, it could be over whatever round it is, first, second, third. Doesn't even matter. He's just that good at jiu-jitsu where it only takes one time. And, I mean, he's got some powerful punches too. He could knock him out, but it just has to be a finish for Ortega to win. There's no way he's winning a decision. So I have to lean Holloway for that reason. Great fight to target either way, but I don't think Ortega's even a must. Like I would rather, instead of going all in on this fight, maybe throw Ortega in a couple, and then if you don't want to throw Holloway in, just fade it all together. Because if Ortega wins late, I mean, he might not even 10x his 7,900. It'd be pretty hard for him not to, but he's just not a super high scorer. So you'd really need him to finish early for him to score super highly. So I like Max's ceiling a lot, so I think that makes him one of the better plays on the whole slate. I'm gonna pick him to win.
All right, that's what we got for the free part of the DFS Army VIP MMA Kill Shot podcast. If you're not a VIP Gonna lose the podcast in a second. To get that and all the other content I mentioned earlier, go and sign up. A lot of great stuff. There's even an option in there for a 1 month free trial. Use code Sniper for 10% off. Sleeveless also gets you 10% off. The rest of you, we will see you on the other side. In a second, we're going to talk about stacking the main and co-main event and break down the rest of these fights.
Thank you for listening to the DFS Army podcast. Join the DFS Army today and gain access to our private Slack chat, where you can chat with real DFS pros and coaches, as well as other DFS Army members with winning track records. Also included in your membership is access to our premium articles, DFS Army weighted projections for every sport we offer, from NFL to MMA, weekly player picks and cheat sheets, the strategy vault of timeless concepts, and the DFS Army Domination Station, a truly state-of-the-art lineup optimizer, offering your personal projections or ours. The DFS Army membership is the best value across the industry. Join today and get two free ebooks, as well as The Secrets to Unlocking a New Level to Your Game.